Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, and where you've been, and what drew you to Valley City.
Well, I think one of the things that's important to know about me is I'm a first-generation college student, so I think I share that in common with many of the students at Valley City. My grandfather actually only had a sixth-grade education himself, and when I got ready to go off to college, my counselor told me that I wasn't smart enough and that my family didn't have enough money. But
wow.
I didn't listen to them, and I like to tell that story because I think somebody else in that chair at that time may have given up their opportunities. And flash forward 30 years later, and here I am, a university college president. Isn't that the American dream?
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. I think that story should be told more often to the public, is especially for young students, shall I say, or children who may be listening. Don't listen to that so-called expert that says that you can't do it, because you can do it. You know?
And people think everybody's polished and they got where they were just by being them. But there's this journey that we all take, and they're very uneven journeys sometimes. And I think it's really important for leadership to talk a little bit about their struggles as well as their successes.
You hail originally from Massachusetts, is that right?
I do. I grew up in Massachusetts and spent most of my time, though, other than some time in Virginia, in the Midwest. So I went to undergraduate at Transylvania University in Lexington, Kentucky, and then off to Eastern Illinois and Charleston, Illinois, and finished up my education in Virginia at the College of William & Mary.
Then eventually you worked your way into administration and at Fort Hays State?
Fort Hays State University. I've been vice president of student affairs there for 6.5 years. And I think that institution, with its innovative spirit and its commitment to affordability, are things that I share with Valley City State University. I'm really excited about the quality of the faculty, the innovation, and the real commitment to student success, because that really parallels my own personal story.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about your philosophy and what you hope to bring to Valley City State as the new president.
Well, I have several passions when it comes to higher education, and of course, based on my history, access for everybody. You know, dreaming bigger to deliver what people want, I think, is so important. We're doing a lot of innovative things in higher education in terms of open educational resources, distance learning, and Valley City has been really part of that as well. Affordability is also really important to me, exceeding expectations to deliver the best value in the nation, something the State Board of Higher Education's also been talking about. We want to drive down that cost by some growth and use some new technologies. I'm really strong about hands-on education. I think that we need both theory and practice, from transition to teaching programs that we have to really internships and a lot of experiences, undergraduate research. Just want to amplify those hands-on opportunity. And then global, going global, our first generation nature of the student body, in order to succeed in an increasingly complex and global world, they're going to have to continue to expose our students to more and more about what's going on in the world, and really having some excellent strategic partnerships with both K-12 and business and industry. In fact, I started my morning at 7 a.m. with the economic development team in Valley City. What a great way to start.
But you even start your mornings out earlier than that. You get up really early for what every one of us should do. It's called a workout, right?
I have been. I had a great group in Kansas, and I hope to find some friends here in Valley City. We get up at 4:45, worked out for about an hour, and then we ended in reflection. And so it was a great way to start your day.
Wow. Welcome to the Marine Corps, the early part of getting up early in the morning. There you go.
New definition of boot camp, right?
There you go. Let's talk a little bit about, okay, you're trying to get your, cemented in. You've only been on the job for a few days, right?
Still drinking from that fire hose. Right?
That's right. You've got a legislative session comes up January 6th, and of course, you'll probably be taking many trips to Bismarck. What would be on your agenda for Valley City State?
Well, I'm really looking forward to getting up to Bismarck. I really want to say a big thank you to the governor and the legislature. I've actually already been to Bismarck twice.
Okay.
Once for the challenge grant, and I know that some of the things that we're going to talk about is we're in the budget for a communication and fine arts building, which is just under $26 million, as well as a campus heating plant, which is about $14.3 million. Deferred maintenance is really something we need to work on, and we're so appreciative of the early signs of people supporting us here in Valley City.
People talk about STEM. STEM standing for science, technology, engineering, and math. And this has really added quite a few students to the university here in Valley City, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, as has our physical education program. And I think it's important because as we go up and we talk about dollars for deferred maintenance, we don't want to forget our people. There's so many great stories to tell at Valley City, from our dedicated faculty to our enrollment growth. We had our second highest in the history of the university, which is 125 years, you may know.
Wow.
Improved retention from like 64% to over 70%, which is nationally right on target. But the fast growth in retention is a remarkable story anywhere. All-time record scholarship allocations. Do you know that we went and gave this year slightly over $1 million in scholarships to our students compared to last year where we had about 725,000?
My.
That's people voting with their money. That's our alums and our businesses saying that we believe in the Valley City experience and saying that they want more students to come here.
That's great. Well, of course, U.S. News and World Report, one of the top universities in the country year after year.
17 consecutive years. I mean, that's unbelievable. So how privileged and how much pride do I have for having this opportunity to be at Valley City? It's an amazing opportunity.
Well, when is Vangstedt Auditorium going to reopen again?
Hopefully, targeted for the end of August. We want classes to start there in the fall. So hopefully everything will be on schedule and we'll be having students in that beautiful auditorium soon.
Oh, that's great. And you talk about 125 years of history, and that's one of the auditoriums that's just a wonderful piece of architecture.
Speaking of people, I've had the opportunity to meet some wonderful people in the community, as well as alums. And although I didn't get to meet the Vangstedt twins because they passed away, I've heard so many amazing stories about them.
You'll have an open house on January 7th. The community is invited to meet Dr. Tisa Mason, the new president of Valley City State University.